The words we choose to use around education really matter. We have to be careful when using superlatives like all or none. There's a lot of people saying all teachers need to be doing X, Y, or Z. Most commonly it's like be on Twitter, be connected, etc. And all means all. And I don't know if all of us could do that. It's good to be connected. It helps our profession grow. But using the word all can be damaging, because if you're not somebody doing that, what if you connect in a different way? What if you use a different tool? All, if we all did something, it wouldn't make it innovative or great or as great as it could be. Those of us that have time and that like the tool should use Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or Google Plus groups or email or phone calls or texting. But all of us are going to do different things in different ways. And we're going to do what fits our lifestyle. The other thing I keep seeing out there is we have to go from good to great. Who's ever defined great? What we really have to do is get up, show up every day, try to do our best. Yes, that's what we need to do. But being good is sometimes it's good enough. We can have off days. I see all these Twitter stars, social media stars, education apostles, whatever you want to call them, saying, go from good to great, do your, you know, be awesome every day. You know, I try. I think most teachers do their best for what they have time for what they have the energy for what they've been trained to handle. I don't think anybody out there wants to go back or be worse. Sometimes we do need to keep an open mind and we need to try new things when we can. But we don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. And being good every day is better than a lot of things. I think we need to put our students first. I think curriculum comes second, but in doing that, we also need to make sure that our health, our well-being is taken care of too. I think we have to also remember that we have our own kids, our own lives, our own relationships to worry about. And we can't just be married to our classroom practice. We have to spread it evenly or else we burn out. We can't be there. You can't pour from the empty vessel, I think, as a metaphor goes. So let's have positive intent. Let's make sure that we move forward, not backwards, of course. But let's be careful with the words we use. Because telling somebody that their practice is bad might hurt them, might not get the change we want. That might be part of what's driving people out of education. Is people keep hearing go from good to great, and it's like, I'm doing the best I can. I'm keeping my head above water. You got to do more. Well, I can't do any more. Because in education, you could always do more. I look at it every day, and I try to do more, and I do more, and I'm like, I could still do more. I don't think there'd be a point where I'd stop. I could always invest more money, more time, more energy. But if I don't take the time, money, and energy and invest it in myself, in my home, then I won't have anything to give at work in my classroom. So let's be very careful the superlatives we use and the language we use about education so we don't turn people off. Let's be more cognizant of it. I'm just tired of hearing going from good to great. I'm tired of hearing these superlative words that, you know, all or none or nobody should give homework. Well, there's practical uses for homework. I understand the arguments, but it's hurtful for that teacher that has found huge success with homework. And then when they get an administrator that sees homework as a negative, when it's not always. Nothing is always a negative. Because there's always, if you can defend why you're doing it, it's probably okay. If you can talk about how you're connecting instead of everybody using a specific tool, that's probably better. So stay curious, my friends. Have an awesome day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.